You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is Wig Hackers with Daniel Coy, your number one podcast for wig hacking to help you work smarter, not harder. You get a look behind the scenes at what goes on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. And it's your host, Daniel Coy. What's up? So we are in a whole new world right now. If you are watching this later, this is like right after the election. We are still waiting for it, so nerves are high. And I am sequestered for work. Yes, I have brought almost... Well, I mean, the important things I have brought to the hotel that I am sequestered in. So, I mean, with COVID out there right now, we do have a new way of working, you know, so we want to be mindful and take extra precautionary steps, which is really great. You know, there's nothing wrong with this. But 11 days in a hotel room is going to be interesting. So, I mean, I'm going to get so much work done for content for you guys and gals and people. I'm like stoked about it, actually. Like, it's a blessing and a curse in that same hand. Like, I am like required to stop and sit here. Like crazy, huh? I'm, you know, so I'm gonna make the best out of all of it. So I have 11 days of being sequestered. Because I am kind of running pretty concurrent with my episodes, I can't really talk much about this project. It's a good one, though. I'm stoked, actually. So I'm very excited about that. We have a ton of new content coming that I am super excited about for you so that you can start creating your own rhythm, creating your own systems, putting them into place so that you will work smarter, not harder, because that is halfway of the battle here, right? And also, I do want you to start thinking about multiple income streams so that you can not have to worry so much to make one thing happen for you, okay? So I've talked about this before, like, and what does it really do? What does it really take? What do you want that to be? You know, I'm going to say side hustle. I'm going to say, like, what is your how are you going to build your empire? What parts of your empire do you want to? But this means you have to have a plan, right? You have to have a plan. You have to, like, have goals. You have to have, like, end dates and, like, you have to plan. It's a planning fest, right? You need to dive in and let your mind go wild on where you want to go. What are some of your dreams and aspirations? You know, I mean, I just had the realization the other day that I hit some goals. For some reason, I'm really good at manifesting what I want, like really good at it. So it's been interesting to see how quickly they come to fruition. So I have to like be on top of myself so that I don't get into my like panic zone. We're like, oh my gosh, I'm done. I have nothing to do. Well, that's also me trying not to be lazy or me also not learning how to take a break. You know, so you want to try to balance these things out, like across your brand. And these might be very terms that you've heard, but you might not really like, how does it pertain to me? So you need to have like a mental jam session, you know, where you're just like, if it's on the computer, if it's on your iPad, iPhone, if it's in your notes, if it's in a notebook, whatever it may be, you want to really get on it, like diary of the mouth, and just like, what do you want? How do you want it? Where do you want to go? And that can really help you, like, I don't know, it just opens you up a little bit, but you have to be in that mind frame. You know, you can't force anything, because what is for you is meant for you. And maybe you haven't even thought of the idea yet. You know, like, I don't know, if the salon is really something that you want to like focus into, well, what kind of salon is that? Is that a salon that just does extensions? Is that a salon that focuses on coloring? Is that a salon that is like just wigs? Is it, you know, like what kind of salon? And then you have to like break that down into even more things, like what services are you going to offer? What's going to be in your, you know, what's the client experience like even? So you need to take all this into consideration. When I say everything, write it down. Like let your dreams, you know, come out on that piece of paper or your whiteboard or whatever it is you're writing it on, so that you can look back at it, reference it, use it in a daily, like every day, look at it, try to figure out what it is that you want from it. Because once you write down a goal, it can become an achievable thing. So that's my little TED talk right now. I mean, I'm going to ramble probably more, but you know, like right now I'm literally sequestered and I hear another person's coffee maker going off. So that means there are more people in the building. Great. But I can't see anyone. So I'm looking out on like the skyline of New York City, and it's quite beautiful. And just, I don't know. Sometimes I feel I am cuckoo, where it's just like, I don't know how to, because I want to help everyone. I want everyone to get, you know, what they want, what they need, what they feel like doing, you know? So I want to make sure I'm sparking some sort of creativity in your mind to help you get better at what you want to do, right? That's the main thing here, is being better than you were yesterday, being better than you were the day before, and setting up some like goals and objectives. That's the real problem. The real like thing that holds you back. And you don't want that. You really don't. I mean, for me, it's, I can't think of enough things. And when you get into that mind frame, like you can completely change your path. You can add things on that could be almost, like I said, a side hustle, and it turns into like this whole big thing, right? So there's more than one way to skin a cat. And I really hope that you try it, see what it does. I want to make sure that you look at it more. Like once you write it down, look at it. I'm one to, oh my gosh, we were talking about it the other day, and it's just like, and you go. I just blurt it out and I move on to the next thing. And I'm like, oh, isn't it done? No, I have to nurture it. I have to put energy into it. I need to put the resources in that is needed to create what I need. So don't forget that part. You know, nothing happens overnight. Nothing. Trust and believe. Slow and steady. Even just like this podcast, you know, if you've been here, oh, from the beginning with my, you know, Xanax Ambien things, that would be very much of a difficult thing to start with. But it's a thing, right? That's where I started. And now here I am in this hotel room looking out at the beautiful skyline and trying to inspire some creativity in you and to be a cheerleader for you so that you can just enjoy life. I know I don't want to sound too guru. That is not that. No, not me. Like, I'll be a cheerleader, like good old sideline cheerleader. Yeah, woo, do it. So if you have any questions, make sure you check out the new website, everyone, decoy.com. Yes, a place where you can go for inspiration, for some tips and tricks, for some blog posts, for, you know, your lace viewfinders that we have just launched, patent pending. I know, crazy, right? So make sure you check those out. And of course, you can find me on all the social medias and make sure you hit me up. Send me a message. I love questions. I answer all of them, especially now. It'll give me something different to do. So this is probably going to be going up soon. So I'm probably still sequestered. So until next time, make sure you do your hair because I'm always watching. All right, toots, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Wig Hackers. Did you get a chuckle out of this one? If you could hit that 5-star rating and share with your friends and coworkers, that'd be great. You never know who you're inspiring in the world, and I hope I'm inspiring you. Can't wait to have you laugh with me or at me on the next episode. Till then.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.